Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from the final City Council meeting of 2018. Well, Mike, certainly a very busy City Council meeting to end the 2018 calendar year. And one of the key projects that people will really see come to fruition starting next year is a housing development just south of downtown. Let's start by talking about a couple of public hearings that were discussed in regards to what has been previously called the Webster Park Development Project. Kind of has a new name, but same location and a big housing development.
Well, first and foremost, Andrew, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the City Council did approve a development agreement with South Main LLC. And the purpose of the development agreement was to facilitate the proposed housing development on the former Webster School site. To get the listeners up to speed, when we talk about the housing development, it's a 42-unit housing development with a mixture of condos and townhomes. And it's really intended to be a signature mixed-use development for South Central Iowa as well. So as far as the City Council is concerned, as you are aware, Andrew, but your listeners may not be aware, housing's been a significant priority item for the City Council for several past meetings and also will continue on in the immediate future. But ultimately, recently we had a housing assessment that was conducted during the Marion County Housing Assessment and identified the need for an additional 966 housing units within our community. That amounts to about a 15% increase in our housing stock within the community. So it's a significant amount of additional housing that's needed to meet the community demand through the year 2025. Now, when we talk about the Webster School project, some key elements of the development agreement is overall the Webster School project's right around a $17 million project. Now, with the project, it is an extremely complex project. It involves the demolition of the former Webster School site and really redevelopment. Anytime you do that sort of project, Andrew, there's always complexities with the project. Now, as a part of the project, there were economic development incentives awarded by the City Council last night. And what the economic development incentives are geared towards is what the key concept is called tax increment financing revenues generated by the development. So they're all based on future, what we would call tax increment financing revenues generated by the development that would be paid to the City of Pella and ultimately rebated back to the development or developer over a period of 20 years. The upper amount of limits for those rebates was established at $6.1 million in the agreement. Very important for the listeners to understand that if the developer pays $6.1 million or generates $6.1 million in tax increment financing revenues, that's the only way they will be paid that amount of money by the City of Pella, only if they pay it. In addition, if they do generate that amount in TIF revenues, they will actually be paying just over $7.2 million in property taxes to the City of Pella. So as far as the local entities, they will still receive their debt service levies from the project, and they'll actually receive property taxes from that particular property, and that's significant because that property, the former Webster School site, has been a tax-exempt property since the 1950s. Some of the other key dates in the agreement that your listeners may find of key interest is when we talk about the Webster School site, the development agreement establishes a date at the end of February of 2019 for the completion of the demolition of that site. The first phase, the housing units, is scheduled to be completed by March of 2020, with the entire project completed by, I believe, early summer of 2021. So overall, a very exciting development in Pella, but I'm very, very pleased to see it moving forward.
Well, and one of the signatures about the Tulip City is advanced manufacturing, and the Pella City Council had an opportunity to go in with the State Economic Development Agency to help Whaley actually grow and look for a bigger headquarters. Mm-hmm. First of all, let our listeners know how this project came to fruition and what the City Council is doing to help Whaley, one of our advanced manufacturers, actually grow into a new facility.
Yes, absolutely. Andrew, last night the City Council approved a conditional resolution of support. We want to stress to your listeners it was conditional, and the main conditions is it's conditioned upon Whaley's new corporate headquarters being located within our corporate boundaries and meeting all legislative requirements by the City of Pella. And the resolution of support was really geared towards helping Whaley secure economic development incentives from the Iowa Department of Economic Authority. The amount of the state incentives that they are considering is right around $725,000. Now, overall, when we talk about the Whaley facilities, it's roughly about a $15 million a project that's being proposed. So it's a significant increase in the manufacturing space within our community. And as you stated, it also includes approximately 15 new jobs for the community. Now, what the conditional resolution of support stated is, A, the requirements is the project needs to be within our corporate limits, and that Lely needs to also meet all legislative requirements for the city of Pella. In addition, the City Council needs to approve a development agreement for Lely. Now, if all those conditions are met, what the resolution of support said is that the City Council would be willing to offer economic development incentives to meet the state local match requirements. Now, to explain to the listeners what the local match requirements are, is the state looks at the size of the facility that's being proposed to be built, which is a significant facility. It's roughly $15 million, and they have a formula that they base, and they compute the amount of local match that's based on that. So they call it, and it's based off the benefit to the community, and it's based off a five-year tax abatement schedule that the state has. The amount of the local match is right around $936,000 for the project, and what our resolution of support said was that $936,000 would likely be met by off-site public infrastructure improvements. In addition, it could also be met by proposed rebate agreements or future tax revenues being rebated back to the developer for the proposed development as well. So if I had to characterize this, it was, we're still in the very early stages of the development. The conditional resolution of support was really intended to meet the state local match requirements and allow Lely to move ahead with their economic development incentives agreements with the state of Iowa for roughly $725,000.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.